The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Thanks for listening to the Town Hall Review with Hugh Hewitt podcast, bringing to you the best voices on the stories and issues that matter. Helping make it all possible is the generous partnership with the Pepperdine Graduate School of Public Policy and ADF, the Alliance Defending Freedom. If you're enjoying the podcast, please tell a friend to go to Town Hall Review and sign up as well. Today, here's a piece yours truly hosted that I trust you will enjoy.
Shaka, hookah, when you hold hookah, me shaka, hookah, in your arms so shaka, tight, hookah, you let me know hookah, shaka, hookah, everything's hookah, all right. Hookah,
hookah. I'm hooked on the post-game show, America, it's Hugh Hewitt, and I've just delivered a terrific show. And I came in so early today to cut up the tape of the State of the Union that I was a little tired. And so I'm amazed that Admiral Stavridis, Mike Gallagher, Rick Perry, Karen Tumulty, Stephanie Ruhle, Marco Rubio, I lined up all those guests. I had them on time. Everything clicked. It's really amazing. And just now, Dwayne has come into the studio. Did you listen on your way in? How'd you like the show?
I have only one wish. One wish is all I have, and that is...
Do we have time for that wish? I'm not sure that we have time for that.
We just started. We have 8 more minutes. My wish is that when I go to my great reward, I don't have to stand in line for judgment behind you. That's my only wish in life.
What do you think I'd say?
Because I'm going to get a little toasty.
St. Peter's going to say, I'm not sure if you can't hold your
tongue. No, I'm talking about residual after effect from the judgment of you.
Oh, my goodness. That's a condemning statement.
I'm worried about being singed.
I am going to be greeted by Woody Hayes, who thinks he is God, and so he's at the front gate with St. Peter's. We got to talk a little bit about my friend Stephanie Ruhle. And Stephanie is my friend. In the postgame show, they're going to hear Stavridis love the speech. They're going to hear Mike Gallagher love the speech. Rick Perry loved the speech. Obviously, that's a given. They're going to hear Karen Tumulty, the Washington Post, thought it was a very good speech. They're going to hear Marco Rubio say it's a great speech. Yes. They heard me say it was a great speech. And then they're going to hear this clunking sound of Stephanie Ruhle. She just cannot like anything he does.
Stephanie Ruhle, I've talked to her off air. You've talked to her off air. We both know her. The deal with Stephanie Ruhle is if anybody else would have given that speech on Venezuela, she would have applauded it. Because Donald Trump gave it, she reflexively can't go there because she's a New York hedge fund manager. She has dealt with Donald Trump in business for 20 years. She does not like Donald Trump. She thinks Donald Trump's a crook. There is nothing good that can come out of Donald Trump if it's pro Donald.
Sometimes you got to, you know, when I was in the Fleet Center and you were there with me in 2004 when Obama gave his speech, and I walked up the aisle to the opening because we were in the hallway right on level three. And so you had to walk up in a stadium. There's an aisle. This benefit for the Steelers fans who they never go to the stadium. They just stay outside. You
walk up, mezzanine or something.
And so he took the roof off the place, and it was an amazing speech, maybe the best speech I've ever personally witnessed delivered. And I can say that without liking Barack Obama. I can say that while recognizing he was the worst president of my lifetime. I can say that with his having set back American security decades.
Trump literally said, we should celebrate babies. We should protect babies. And they hated it.
They hated it. Well, Liz Cheney, I want to quote my favorite tweet of the day. Liz Cheney, quote, things my Democrat women colleagues wouldn't clap for at the State of the Union 2019 tonight. America, freedom, free enterprise, law enforcement heroes, record low unemployment for women and minorities, the right of babies to live. Things they did clap for themselves. That's going to leave a mark.
Yeah. The one thing that I really liked how the speech writing shop handled this is on the abortion issue. He started out by saying that I'm all for expanding family leave, and I'm thinking, oh, here we go. And he says, I want new moms and dads to be able to spend time with newborn babies and bond with them and all this stuff. And I started thinking, is he really going to go there? Because I heard AOC, I heard her voice. He goes, yeah, because that's a socialist thing. That's what we want, too. We want to expand, you know, family leave and all that stuff. And they bought right into it. And then he dropped the hammer on him. Did he drop the hammer on him? He said, and that's why you juxtapose it with what Ralph Northam said this week or last week about leaving a baby on the table, you know.
To die.
It perfectly contradicted what the Democratic Party is all about.
Now, I spent a lot of time cutting audio this morning, and I want to play the part that I think is most important. This is cut number 16. It was originally cut number 33 on my list, but then I had to get it narrower down. And so this is cut number 16 of my audio cuts from this morning.
Get away from me, Satan.
Here in the United States, we are alarmed by the new calls to adopt socialism in our country. America was founded on liberty and independence, and not government coercion, domination, and control. We are born free, and we will stay free. Tonight, we renew our resolve that America will never be a socialist country.
Now, you know, I believe, Generalissimo, I'm not sure if you're going to play any tape. You're usually a little light in the after show on tape tonight at 8 p.m. in the East, 5 in the West. You usually don't have much left over. I used all my stuff, and I give you what I've left over.
I'm going to play you're going to play tomorrow morning.
I am curious whether or not you think that is the setup for campaign 2020. I think the president is going to spend 2 years painting them as socialists because they are socialists.
It would be really nice if he picked up on what Bill Clinton used to do, which is you do the State of the Union, then you take that show on the road and you do some rallies in some key swing states and you start taking that message out there. What I really hope the president doesn't do is revert back to Twitter Trump. And
well, if he does Twitter Trump on the socialist stuff, I'm all for it, because that's 54 million
and
people.
And that's fine. But what I'm saying is it would be really nice if he took this act on the road again and started to really resonate that message.
At some rallies. They are socialists.
Agreed.
And by the way, they are socialists and they are infanticide supporters.
It would be nice, though, if instead of just calling them socialists, somebody, it's like what Larry Arnn and you have done. We have done with the Hillsdale dollars for years.
Did you just give me a compliment?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, you did.
It was a disturbing mistake.
You and Larry Arnn have done for years, which is glorious and splendid and probably the best radio ever did.
I don't think I actually said that.
It was implied. It was there in between.
Oh, it was implied. Okay. Yeah. What I'm saying is we explained what socialism is and what it means, what it would actually do if it were implemented here. We don't teach kids here anymore.
Well, they should be listening to the Hugh Hewitt Show, and then they would be taught. Or they could be listening to the after show, but right now we're done with the post-game show. I hope you've got something in the can, because I am not doing this again for you. I've done enough today. After this amount of tape, you got to do your own work today.
Yeah, I'm sure that's the case.
That's the end of the post-game show. You can find that at townhallreview.com, and you can subscribe to The Universe so you can listen to the after show tonight with Generalissimo and an assortment of tribbles who may or may not be sober.
Universe.com.
Universe.com. Talk to you tomorrow. I'm hooked on a feeling, and I'm high on believing that you're Thanks for listening to the Town Hall Review. Your freedom is under attack, but if you act now, you can protect not only your family, but generations to come. Go to townhallreview.com, and to find out how you can join Alliance Defending Freedom to help ensure the opponents of freedom don't dictate your future. That's townhallreview.com. If you enjoy your podcast, take a moment, tell a friend to subscribe today.
three-star general, Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.